Shmuel Beis Perak Yotes Pasuk Chav Zayin. So Mephibosheth has come to greet the king upon his triumphal return to Yerushalayim. He is alive, Avshalom is dead, the king is back. And the king is immediately demanding from Mephibosheth, why didn't you go with me? Why didn't you support me? Vayomar, Mephibosheth answered, Adoni HaMelech Avdi Rimoni. He said, my master, the king, my servant deceived me. Ah, tziva. Ki omar avdecha, ech bishal li hachamor, ve'erkav oleha, ve'eleich es hamelech. Because your servant said, meaning me, I said, I'm going to have them saddle me a donkey, and I will ride upon it, and I will go to the king. Why did I need to go to that great extent? Ki piseach avdecha. Because your servant is lame. And he didn't say it in such a way where he's saying, don't you know that I'm lame? He just said it as the explanation. And he's giving a very rational explanation for why he couldn't come. But here it comes. Chav ches vayiragel be'avdecha el Adoni HaMelech. And he slandered your servant to my master the king. Vayiragel, the gimel can be seen as interchangeable with the chaf. So it's like vayirachel, rechilus. He slandered me. In Tehillim, Tesvav, it says ragal is a word used for slander upon someone's tongue. So he slandered me. Va'adoni hamelach kemalach ha'elokim va'asei hatov be'inecha. And my master, the king, is like an angel of God, so do what is good in your eyes. I was a cripple. I couldn't come on my own. I asked Siva to saddle me a donkey so that I could come. And he refused to obey my orders. That's the unspoken part of his story. And then he slandered me to you, which only makes things worse. And I'm an invalid. There was nothing I could do about it. But you're a Malach Hashem. So what concerns me is the king's well-being. Not what else? Not my estates. Because the king, the first time he listened to the Lashon Hara of Tziva, decided to give land away to Tziva, who had done nothing to deserve it, except for put his own cause forward. Mephibosheth continues to explain himself. Several prakim after Tziva's rechilus has been festering for the king. Ki lo haya ko beis avi, ki im anshe mavis laduni hamelach. Because my father's entire house was nothing but men deserving of death before my master the king. The persecution that you suffered at the hands of my grandfather Shaul, although he doesn't name him, the other members of my household. Now he says my father's entire household, because he's hoping that mentioning his father Yehonasan will put him in good with David, which is why Rabbi Bazak says that maybe there's an issue then with David's unspoken frustration to some extent, or his doubts about Yehonasan. So it turns out that's not going to help as much as Mephibosheth is hoping. Vatoshes es avdecha ba'ochle shulchanecha. And after all, the last time that I came up against Siva, you set your servant among those who eat at your table, despite the fact that my family had tormented you so much. Uma yeshli od tzedakah v'lizok od el hamelech. So what further right do I have? And can I yet again call out to the king? Is there anything else I can say that would convince you? What else can I say? And the Chazal all point out that this is the perniciousness of Lashon Hara. Because once Lashon Hara gets under your skin and you start to accept it, it's very difficult to get that earworm out of your brain. But in the meantime, David, in Mephibosheth's words, seems to react as if he senses a bit of chutzpah, a bit of impertinence, the Me'am Lois says. So the king is going to smack him down again the way he did earlier, we saw before. Lamed vayomer lo hamelech lama tedaber od dvarecha. So you see, this is that kind of impertinent attitude that he feels he's sensing. He responds very impatiently. He says, the king says to Mephibosheth, why are you speaking any more of these matters? Why are you saying any more words? Basically, be quiet. Amarti atav v'tziva tachlaku es asada. I say you and Siva will divide the land. Why am I getting involved in your quarrel with Siva? Why should I be in the middle of it? I'm going to make you split it. So the some of the Mefarshim, only a few, but some of the Mefarshim point out that actually David is making a halachic error. The idea of splitting, yachloku, in halacha, is if two people, shnayim osim batalis, in the famous Mishnah, two people are holding a garment, neither one of them has any more claim than the other one, they're each holding 50%, so yachloku, that's when you divide it. But the problem is, if somebody already has a prior claim, if somebody has a chazaka on it, yachloku is inappropriate. And this was Mephibosheth's lands. These were Beis Shaul's lands. If there's any doubt, even if there's any doubt, it's still tie goes to the runner and Mephibosheth should be holding on to it. It shouldn't have been removed. So David's doubts regarding Mephibosheth, tachliku es asada, no, you divide the field. And the Gemara tells us that Amrav Yudam Arav, at the moment that David said tachliku es asada, a bas kol came out and said tachliku es hamalucha. He said, Rechavam ben Shlomo and Yeravam will divide the kingdom. Tachliku hamalchus. Why? Because David accepted the Lashon Hara and said tachliku es asada. His own sada was going to be divided. And if not for that, the Gemara says, if David had not accepted the Lashon Hara from Tziva, then the dynasty of Beis David would never have been divided. Klal Yisrael would never have become as steeped in idol worship as they were going to, we will see, in the rest of Sefer Melachim, God willing. And we would never have been exiled from Eretz Yisrael. So the Churban, the exile, the Galus, everything stemmed from this simple statement of David, which came about because he believed the Lashon Hara of Tziva. And that idea of buying that and getting involved in the Riv, in the argument, the in Divrei Hayamim, Mephibosheth is called Meriv Baal. Meriv, like a riv, like strife, like an argument, like being contentious. And the Gemara says about Mephibosheth that he's called Meriv Baal because by arguing with David HaMelech, a bas kol rang out about him and said, Meriv ben Meriv. Contentious one, arguer, the son of an arguer, meaning of Shaul. So that's another reason he's called Mephibosheth ben Shaul, is because he had that same characteristic of strife and taking issue with orders from the king. So there's some fault to go around. David quite clearly was in the wrong, and his family is going to pay a very heavy price, and all of Klal Yisrael is going to pay a heavy price. But Mephibosheth also shares a certain degree of responsibility for his words and his tone. And so he also is going to suffer by losing half of his estate.